No.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for having us, David, and the crew and everybody here. And thanks so much to everybody here in attendance as well for, you know, spending your time with us. We always appreciate that and certainly glad to be here. So thanks so much. We'll go ahead and jump right in here. My name is Jim Simmons with Neural Street Trading Academy. And in this session, we're going to be looking at mastering day trading futures and following the proven tactics of professional prop traders, and specifically how to become a professional prop trader, trading multiple accounts and so on. Before we dive in, of course, disclaimer, just as you would expect, we cannot guarantee results and there's risk involved with trading, and our products and services are for educational purposes. So please understand those risks. So if we're all good with that, let's go ahead and move into our agenda for the presentation here today. First, we're going to, you know, we're going to look at cutting through the noise. Excuse me one second. Cutting through the noise, doing what it takes. We're going to look at a whole lot of proof, keys to success. We're going to put you on the fast track and give you a foundation and winning systems, and specifically the Neural Street Edge. We're also going to look at the tools involved and the decision process and the next steps involved here as well. Okay. So just again, a quick intro on myself. My name is Jim Simmons, been trading the markets for about 15 years now. I've worked with lots of traders from all walks of life, all around the world, and I've had the privilege of being able to help out. And before we dive into any of the content here, we're going to be talking about trading. We're going to be looking at specific examples. We're going to be looking at trading strategy. And really, you know, I know many of you have attended many other events and even other speakers, and a lot of them here in this event, of course, are great. But, you know, some of us have, so to speak, you know, maybe been sold the sizzle, you know, and maybe gotten burned in the past from other vendors out there, and not in this realm, but out and out. So, you know, I like to make a promise to you right out of the gate in that we're going to keep it simple. We're going to do no nonsense, no false hopes, and we're going to lead by example. Okay. And I'm sure many of the other speakers in this type of event are along the same lines. So we're going to mimic with that as well. Okay. So that should come as a breath of fresh air. Everything that I'm showing you is 100% real results and the real deal. Okay. So let's get right into it. The reason that you are here is because you want to make as much money as possible, and you really want to do it in as little time as possible. Right? Everyone got into trading for the same reason. And it wasn't because of shiny objects and pretty charts. It was because you wanted to make as much money as possible in as little time as possible. I'm going to grab my draw tool if it decides to work today. Let's see. We'll give it a go. All right. So there's our clock. There's our money. More money, less time. That's what we're after, right? And we perceived that to be something that was available in the world of trading. And it is. Yeah, exactly right. So, you know, you want to make as much money. That's why you got into trading. And you're here because one of the following reasons. Usually, maybe you're not where you want to be in trading yet. Maybe you're sick and tired of the vendor rat race. You're sick of buying gadgets and all these tools and all these things only to come up not much further along than you were before. Maybe you're desperately trying to get funded with a prop firm because you want to become a professional prop firm trader. Maybe you can't consistently profit enough to get paid, and so you're struggling in that way. Maybe you are consistently profitable, but you're just looking for new opportunities or a new community to trade with and so on. So I think we can all agree that we probably fit into one of those categories. And if we look at, sorry, let me get rid of these. If we look at, you know, really, you know, looking at the performance of everything that we, yeah, mind reader, it's an innate ability. I've been developing that for years. So there's no boasting without proof, though, really, right? Like if we talk to you about a program that we have or tools that we have, and we can't show the proof that it works, well, then it's not worth your time. Certainly not worth my time to jump on the mic and you know, share this with you over this period of time as well. And so the reality is there's no boasting without proof. So what we do here is we track all the trades that we take in our trade room, and only the trades that we take in the trade room. The idea here is so that you can see what the actual numbers are, and there's transparency in that. The other side of this is something that I like to point out, because looking at the numbers, this doesn't really tell you anything, right? Like none of this really tells you anything until you know what the actual numbers are behind that. And this is with these numbers, this is going to be up to a one-to-one risk reward. But the important factor here is it's all in, all out. And we do this for transparency because we're not interested in, oh, I took a 0.25 and then I let the rest run on a runner. And there's a time for those type of things. But when we're running a trade room, it's all about, are we in a winning trade or a losing trade? You know, we really want to focus on, yeah, we move our stops to break even, but it's all one position. So that way you can look at this and go, okay, most of these, well, all of them, are going to be anywhere from a 0.8 target to 1-to-1. So that's what we trade. We're not doing 2-to-1s. We're not doing 3-to-1s. We're going to talk more about that in a little bit here. We're not doing 0.5s. You know, when we put a trade on, it's typically 1-to-1 risk reward, but there are some that we trade at a 0.8. So knowing what you know now, you can look at these numbers and determine, is this a winning solution, right? So we need you to be able to see that. So here are the results more recently. This is going back to, I think, May. And then here's my predecessor who was running the trade room before I ended up taking over on the trade room there as well. So good numbers. You know, you can see a good number of trades, 161, 221, right? These numbers are still building and accumulating. And so to be determined, right? So in terms of looking at getting to the next level of as a trader, we need to first look at what is necessary to get there. What do we have to do to get to the next level as a trader? The first thing that we need to do is be willing to let go of the past. Good, bad, doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter because it's over. You can't change it anyway. So there's no point in even worrying about it. You can't trade yesterday today. Although if you figure out a way to do that, certainly let me know. You can't trade yesterday today. And you can't trade tomorrow today, nor would you want to. So the only thing that matters is today, right? We hear stories a lot, things like, I made a fortune last year in trading and then lost it all this year, back to my starting point. Or I had this great account and put a bunch of money into the market and blew out the account, lost it all. We've heard these stories before. I've heard, you know, I'm just trying to get back above water, because I lost all this money and I'm just trying to make it back. Well, here's the reality of trading. The money that you lost is gone. Okay. And it's really important that we come to grips and accept these type of things, because when we can do that, we cut the line from the anchor that's holding us back. What you lost last year, or what you made last year, doesn't matter. You cannot go and make that money back. It's gone. Okay. The only thing that we can do is use the money that we have today and make money on that today, because we're not going to go back and make all this money back today anyway. So why even worry about it? Our focus is, can we make money today? Can we get better today? Because, and we could talk about goals another time in another session, but the idea is none of that matters anymore. So we have to be willing to let that go. Okay. Good, bad, ugly, doesn't matter. Anything in between, let it go. We have to be willing and committed to do what it takes. There are traders who buy programs or buy indicators or buy algos or whatever gadgets and so on. And somehow they think that because they own said items or programs or education, that somehow the markets or the universe owes them something. I assure you, the market owes you nothing, and it will prove that time and time again. The only way that you will get ahead to getting to be completely profitable on a consistent basis is being willing to do what it takes to get there. Now, I'm not talking about spending years in a, you know, mentorships and all these other type of things, but I am talking about being willing to learn some things, being willing to get some help, being willing to put the time in, right? So the question is, how badly do you want this? Because we hear the stats over and over, and I'm not really going to, that's not the point of this presentation here today is to tell you that, oh, you know, X number of traders, you know, don't succeed. And it, you know, who knows what that number is, 90%, 95%, it doesn't really matter. What does matter is that you have to be willing to do what the other percent were not willing to do. So the ones that aren't consistently profitable, you have to be willing to do what they weren't willing to do. And oftentimes that comes in the form of getting help from someone who's actually qualified to help you get there, being willing to maybe follow a new process, right? Another thing that we see often is that you'll have traders that go here and they buy some indicators, and they go here and they buy some algos, they go here and they buy a trade room, or, you know, and then they go here, they buy some education. What they do, and this is generalized, of course, but they come to this program and they use a little bit from this program. Then they use a little sliver from that program. Then they try to use a little bit from this program. And then they put a little bit of this program, and then they're going to put that all into their trade plan because that's what they perceive is the best for them. But the reality is two halves don't make a whole, especially not in trading. So you can't really use a little part from this and a little piece of that and put it all together, because what you end up with is a puzzle. But it's not a puzzle that's put together, because all those pieces came from different puzzles. So how can you put that together to make anything that is worth looking at? So we have to be willing to not only accept a new process, but be willing to accept the whole thing and be willing to accept that it actually works, right? So it's not about fitting the round peg in the square hole anymore. So our goal in this event is that you'd have to be either flatlined or crazy to not want to get started, because you're going to see the success of our members. You're going to see how they trade the systems in our trade room. You're going to see how we've helped countless traders go from what I say garbage to greatness, and how we help more traders get funded than any other academy out there. And we do it time and time again. So let's take a look at some winning trades, because why not? So here's some winning trades. Now, this is from our community. Our traders taking these trades and posting their results in our chat rooms and threads and so on. A lot of winning trades. Here's a lot more winning trades, right? We see them all over the charts, different examples of winning trades in our chat rooms and so on. Here's some more winning trades, because, you know, it's important to see these things, right? I get anybody could show you a winning trade. I get that, but it's still important to see it. Okay. So when you hear things out there, you think oftentimes, oh, it sounds too good to be true. You know, oh, we hear, oh, okay, yeah, here's the greatest thing in the world again. You know, oh my gosh, all your wildest dreams are going to come true, right? But you want to see that our traders are posting their gains for the day. That's not just about us showing, you know, our results in the trade room and all that. But look, we're instructors. You know, if we're posting those results, they better be good, or else we probably shouldn't be running a trade room. Here's Felipe showing his results. Here's an example of a trader actually taking payout in their funded account. So it's not just enough to just get funded, and getting funded is great, don't get me wrong, but it's about getting paid. And that's what we talked about when we first got started, is make more money in less time. Well, if you're not making money, then obviously this is a significant problem that we need to look to solve, so that you can make money enough so that you can actually get paid. It's not about just stringing to, you know, just showing, you know, a few winning days. It's about stringing enough winning days together that you can actually get paid, right? So it's just a few examples of some of our traders showing their success. So what are these keys to success? Well, we have a few of them. One of them is we have multiple signal systems and strategies, well over 8. I don't even know how many at this point, but we have plenty of different systems and ways to trade. And what this allows us to do is it allows us to trade in any market condition. So if the markets are going sideways, great, we got trades for that. Market's going up, great, we got trades for that. We've got this market going down and that one's going up, great, we got trades for that too. The point is, we can trade in any market condition. Now, there's some days that are busier than others, but we always get trades. There's not a day that we've been, well, we didn't get a single trade today. No, it doesn't happen. These strategies are simple and familiar enough that our traders can learn them. We're not reinventing the wheel here. We're taking concepts that work and we're putting everything together. Remember, we talked about you can't take a bunch of different systems and, you know, put them together, but there are some core concepts that do fit together to make a whole trading plan. And if you don't have all of those pieces, then frankly, you don't have a whole trading plan. You have a bunch of pieces of a incomplete trading plan. We can get you funded faster in as little as 10 days or less. You simply follow the trades and you follow proper money management. And of course, we have courses and education for money management, specifically for prop trading, because it is different than retail trading. It should be treated as such. No time wasted. You know, we talked about being willing to do what it takes, right? Being willing to do what the other traders weren't willing to do. Now, does that mean it's going to take you forever? No, nor should it. So, on our team, we have, you know, decades of collective trading experience that we've put together to, you know, make this something that, okay, learn from our mistakes, learn from what we've learned that we've put together to make your life simpler. Because as far as I know, it is a lot simpler to follow in the footsteps of successful traders than to try and blaze your own trail. I think we can all agree trading's hard, right? I have yet to have a trader tell me, you know, Jim, I've been trading for a long time. I'm consistently profitable and I've never gotten help from anybody. And I learned how to trade completely on my own. I have yet to hear that. Probably won't hear that, right? So why would you try to do it on your own if you don't have to? Like, learn from somebody who's been there, done that, gotten to the other side and is successful. Is it the only way to trade? Well, of course not. But does it work? Yes, absolutely. So why bother doing anything else? If it works, if it makes you money, isn't that what it's about? Well, I have to trade this way or that way or this way. Why? You don't have to do anything. You have to make money or else you can't trade. Because I assure you, there's somebody in the back corner or in your ear going, yeah, if you don't make it by XYZ, they're giving you the ultimatum. All right. Maybe you're doing that to yourself. If I'm not successful as a trader by XYZ, then I need to quit. Some of you are kind of inching close to that line at this point. You're in this event saying, there's my line. If I don't figure this out now, man, it's time to jump ship because I'm sick of this. And you should be, because there's nothing in this world where you go to work and don't get paid. I mean, there's probably some things, but why should you have to do that? Right. So this isn't a long time to learn. This isn't like you have to scale a mountain and go find the eagle eggs and drink them on the side of the mountain in order to be successful. None of that stuff. And this isn't, well, you have to do this thing and that thing. And oh my gosh, you're going to learn forever. And it's just, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it in the end. It's not like that, right? You can learn from our team who's been there, done that, and has a system that's working, right? So our focus is making sure that you can trade our systems, making sure that you can make money as quickly as possible. It's great that we make money in the trade room, but nobody's coming to the trade room to watch us make money. They come because they want to make money. We want to make this stress-free. We want to make it super simple and lightning fast. How do we get you from A to Z in the shortest amount of time possible with the best results? So part of that is getting the right education. Now, there's a lot of different ways to learn trading. There's a lot of different ways to trade. And you know, there's a lot of different routes you could go. So what we've done is we've taken the core concepts of what traders need to know in order to trade successfully. So this is all of the foundations that you should know in order to trade successfully. This is also the foundations of every trade plan. Every trading strategy that we build incorporates every single one of these items. Obviously, trade management, risk management, and the most important on this list is this one right here, psychology, discipline, trader development. Because if you can't manage yourself, you certainly can't manage the money, because the self is the one managing the money and the self is the one managing the entry of the trades. So it starts here. It's really psychology, discipline, trader development is the most important factor here. And then everything else becomes a factor as well. So things like structure, waves, smart money concepts, things like momentum and divergence, volume profiles, order flow, price action, support resistance, trend lines, traps, supply and demand, order blocks, and then obviously trade management, money management, and psychology. So we have a course that is designed to go deep into each concept to teach you everything that you need to know and nothing that you don't. Remember, we've been doing this for a while and we've been able to trim off all the nonsense so that you can get right to the point of what do you need to know in order to be successful. So let's focus on those things and let's help you get to success. So let's take a look at some of the trading strategies. What do they look like? Well, here's an example of a trading strategy that we trade. This is, you're all familiar with VWAP, right? Volume weighted average price. It's usually it's based on a daily time frame. It's usually a daily volume profile that that plots the VWAP. Well, we have one that we plot anywhere on the chart and it will plot the VWAP for us. It also continues to plot to the hard right edge all the time. So we don't have to update it or move it or any of that kind of thing, which is great. But it makes for some really great trading because what we can do is we can find the lowest low of the uptrend and the highest high of the downtrend. And we can anchor VWAPs there. And a funny thing happens when they cross over, our bias shifts and we can trade touches off of the VWAP. And we can take some really great trades off of that that are actually very responsive and very clean. You can see the market comes in and comes out. You can see in this one, market comes in, goes a little bit beyond it. And then, so these are very important levels that we can trade. Pattern finder. This one is going to be kind of like the, you know, the M pattern breakouts or the W pattern breakouts, right? That's structure breaks using Renko bars because Renkos are the best for trading anything structure related. And we trade those out of divergence coming out of overbought condition. So we wait for divergence, then we trade the structure break. Simple. There's our divergence. There's our structure break. Nice target on that. Simple, clean, effective. It's what we're after, right? What about smart money concepts? Anybody trade smart money concepts? So we find order blocks at the lows of major breaks of structure that line up with volume levels. That's really all there is to it. It's effective. It works. We get winning trades, take some nice trades on those. Some of those are some pretty big trades too. You can leave runners on this type of trade. It's great. Order blocks. We trade order blocks a lot. Love trading order blocks. Really a great concept. There's a trade here. Quick profit. Take the money and run. Right? Here's another one. Lowest low. Breaks a pivot, comes back down to the lows, nice quick profit. And we'll show you these things. They're easy to learn. Here's another couple order blocks. This is off the highest high. There's one there. And then one in a trending condition. You want to trade the trends? Great. You can do that with order blocks too. So good stuff. Whoops, skipped. Order flow. Anybody here trade order flow? Anybody studying order flow? Any order flow fanatics here? So we trade order flow as well, but we do it a little bit differently. So we have an algo. Oh, that's a dirty word. We have an algo that actually enters the trade for us, but the algo also is figured intrabar. The signals are done intrabar. Yep. So order flow is studying the orders coming into the market in real time. So, you know, you see your dome, which is your depth of market, and you could see like the buyers stacked here and, you know, on this side, and then you got the sellers stacked here on the right. So this would be, you know, like bid and ask. And order flow is the study of how these orders get completed. Do the buyers go to the asking price to do business, or did the sellers come to the bid to do price? And so that's, in a nutshell, a very shortened version of order flow. But this can provide a lot of really great data is that when we have imbalances in the order flow, that is to say that the sellers are far exceeding the buyers or vice versa. This can give us some great trading opportunities. And we can take trades like this, where we're coming out of an exponential moving average. Our trend is down. We're trading pullbacks. We're looking for great locations and opportunities, and we're looking for confirmation in the order flow. And here it is again, coming out of a major support level. The EMAs are still up. And then there's our imbalance in the order flow, and there's our trade. This one's doing really well for us. We've been trading this for a while. The beauty of it is this. It's this simple, is that in our trade room, we'll talk more about the trade room in a minute as well, but in our trade room, we literally go, we're looking at longs only, and we have a button here, and the button is arm or disarm. So we want to trade long. We're in the right location. Market is setting up the way that we want it to, which is really just based on location. We say, okay, we're going to engage the longs, and then the algo enters the trade and does everything for us. So it's literally that simple. So anybody watching in the trade room, they just do the same thing. Just arm it to go long and it does the rest. And oh, by the way, it's killing it. So really great. And, you know, we also trade other setups with order flow as well, based on you know, shifting of deltas and confluence, and you know, there's a bunch of different ways that we can do that. But what it all boils down to in terms of the order flow is seeing the aggression. Buyers get aggressive coming into the highs. They run out of gas, exhaustion. Buyers run out. There's no more buyers here. They get absorbed by the sell orders, and then that drops the market. The fourth is reaction, which is something that is needed for order flow. Having order flow is not enough. You want to see the reaction. So did that move the market? And if so, that gives us a trade opportunity. There's one there, and there's another one there. Order flow is really fun to trade. If you haven't traded order flow, I suggest definitely learning it. It's great. What about volume profiles? Anybody trading futures on volume profiles? Great way to trade. It's a great way to see where the orders are, where the liquidity is, or where business has taken place before. Things like this, where there is a, you know, a shortage of volume compared to the rest of the price action. This provides opportunities for us to engage in trades in that location as well. So those are just some of the examples of the different trades that we take, some of the strategies that we trade. Should be somewhat familiar to some of you who've traded, you know, these type of concepts before. So let's go back to keys to success. Trade copying. Anybody use a trade copier here? Yeah, yes in the chat box if you're using a trade copier. Currently, the only markets that are using trade copiers really is futures, as far as I know of. How many of you are trading futures? Give me a futures in the chat box if you're trading futures. Or just let me know what you are trading. If you're trading options, are you trading Forex? Are you trading stocks? What do you trade? Yeah, we'll be using a copier. Hey, Frank. Yeah. Okay. So a little bit of everything, right? So here's the idea of a trade copier. We can take $100 trades and we can turn them into $1,000 to $2,000 trades using a trade copier without over leveraging our position, with no limit to the upside. And we're going to cover more on that in a minute here. The last but not least on the keys to success is earn while you learn. We talked about fast. Well, we have this idea that you shouldn't have to wait to make money. You should be able to come in and trade with us in our trade room, which, oh, by the way, actually trades the market. And you can take those trades with us. They're traded by professional funded prop traders and instructors. Have to be funded. Okay? So these are traders that are trading the markets, real trades, real fills on real accounts in live market, real accounts. So we trade funded prop accounts in front of everybody in a live trade room in the live market. So should you take the trade? Well, it depends if you want to be a funded trader who trades funded prop accounts too. It's really that simple. You know, it's we're trading the account and doing it successfully. So just trade that. Right? All the trades are called out live in advance, stops, targets, entries, all of it in advance so that you can take the trade too. Because remember, we said traders don't want to just go to the trade room to watch us trade. They want to trade with us. Well, it does us no good if we can take the trades, but our traders can't. So it has to be trades that you can trade as well. So I would disagree on the trade copier. Actually, I've had a lot of success. There are different trade copiers. I mean, nothing is without fault. Obviously, nothing is a perfect world, but I haven't had any issues with the trade copiers, actually. I've gotten really good results with it. So depending on the market too, I guess, depending on how busy it is. If you're trading the news or something like that, that could be an issue, but it could be the trade copier itself too. So going back to trade copiers, what on earth is the benefit of that, right? So we talked about turning $100 trades into $1,000 to $2,000 trades. How do we do that? Well, what happens is every time you enter a trade on your primary account, remember, you're just trading one account. Everything else is getting copied across all of your other accounts in real time, exactly as you're trading it on your primary account. So you can trade as many accounts really as your system can handle. And you can trade up to 20 accounts because the prop firms are offering up to 20 accounts that you can trade simultaneously. So you take one trade and in the process, you're taking up to 20 trades. You can turn a base hit into a grand slam every time and you spread risk across multiple accounts. So how many of you are familiar with trading prop firms, trading prop money or funded, you know, funding companies, that sort of thing? The simple way to put it is a funding company or prop firm, they have an account. Let's just say 50,000 is kind of the standard norm. That made me chuckle. Sorry. I don't have experience one way or the other. Is it? Yeah. Top Step. I've heard good things. Anyway, so they have an account, right? And you come to them and you say, I'm a great trader. I could trade that account for you and make money. And they say, okay, great. Prove it. Okay. So they give you an evaluation and they say, you got to make 3,000. You can't lose more than 2,500. This is kind of the standard, the norm. And if you can make 3,000 without losing 2,500, you have to trade a minimum of usually 7 to 10 days is kind of the standard. Some are different. And you do that and you can trade this account. And we're going to split 80% or more in some cases back to you as the trader. That sounds like a pretty good gig, right? But we have this here $2,500 drawdown, and we have a scenario here of spreading risk. So if you as a trader, you want to make money, right? You say, well, I'd like to make $500 to $1,000 a day. Well, really, in order to do that, you kind of have to put $500 to $1,000 on each trade, but you can't really do that on a $2,500 drawdown, because if you do, probably not going to go so well. Excuse me one second. Bear with me one second here. Okay, I'm back. Thank you. Sorry about that. Okay, so who do you think is going to hit the max drawdown first? The trader who's trading $500 per trade, or a trader who's trading $100 per trade? Obviously, the trader who's trading $500 to $1,000 per trade is going to hit the max drawdown sooner, more often. They're going to fail the evals more often. They're going to lose their funded account more often. Well, it does you no good to get funded if you can't keep your account, because in order to get paid, you kind of got to keep your account. So you say, okay, I'll trade $100 trades. Well, $100 a day, like, really, that's not enough to get me out of bed and get me excited about trading, right? So how do you take the best of both worlds? Well, you trade multiple accounts. So now you can take your $100 trade, you can keep your account and not fail it constantly, and you can take $100 trades and turn them into $1,000 to $2,000, depending on how many accounts you're trading, all just using a trade copier. So we eliminate the need to over leverage positions or hit max drawdowns by spreading that risk across multiple accounts. It's a win-win all the way around. So something that we certainly recommend, and a lot of companies are going to the multiple account opportunities now. So top tier systems and software is included. So anything that we trade with, you get access to, because we don't believe that you should have to buy a trade room and then buy the education and then buy the coaching and then buy the indicators and do all these type of things. You should be able to get everything right out of the gate, because if we're trading it in the trade room and we're promoting the idea that you can come in and trade with us, the only way that's going to work is if you have what we have. Why would you want to have anything different, right? So we include everything into this type of a program. You get access to all of the tools you see listed here. And I know, you know, most of you are new to us and have no idea what these tools are. So let's break them down real quick. Supply and demand tool, trend lines and automated trend lines, smart money concepts and market structure, multi-time frame divergence. It's an automated divergence tool. We also have another one here that's momentum and divergence. Multi-purpose volume profiling, amazing tool. This is what we do, our anchored VWAPs and all of that is here. Print profiler is our order flow suite. Pattern finders, our pattern breakout system. And then a Fibonacci confluence system that we haven't even looked at. And a volume profile tool for the daily volume profiles. So all of this comes with, plus a risk management tool. All of that is built in. And I can tell you that these systems, each of these sell for $997 on our site through our partner, our sister company, ARC. They sell for $997. There's 11 of them. So it'd be these 11 here. I can tell you that you would not even come close to paying that to join a program like this. So not only do you get tons of value there, you also get the education, the trade room, the tools, all of that. Does it work? Well, it worked for Roy, who is trading multiple accounts on funded accounts. This is real money here, by the way. What is that? 10 accounts times 986. I'm just glancing at it. I haven't counted, but here he is again, $4,500 for the day. That's total. Okay. So these, you know, real traders that are actually doing it, Gilbert, one of our better traders, all of these traders came through our system. through our programs, through our, they use our tools, they trade our strategies, they came up through our education, and they are very successful. $4,500, $5,200. Here's Bobby showing a nice day. You can see that carry over here. You can see it better. $9,800 for the day. Nice day. And you think, oh yeah, that's just an anomaly. Not really. $18,000 for the day. Here's Nikki, $914 for the day. Everybody's at a different level. Some are trading more accounts than others, right? There's Maverick, $4,500, $1,600, $4,800. I like this consistency thing, $2,600 for the day. So we talk about oftentimes making $500 to $1,000 a day. And that's kind of, you know, really what we're after, right? Well, the point is we don't have to stop there. The sky's the limit. So why stop at $1,000 a day? This trader made $33,000 in one day. You could see the numbers. It's right there. And oh, by the way, this is not SIM. This is funded accounts. These are actual paid accounts. So they actually made that in one day and made for a good holiday. So the point is, you don't have to stop there. Now, are you going to get to $33,000 tomorrow? Probably not. Slow down. Let's get you making $1,000 a day first. Okay. Then after we do that, then after you're trading multiple accounts, then after you have a buffer in your account, then let's start scaling. Okay? Let's leave some money in the account so that you don't blow out the account, right? But there is absolutely opportunity to do that. Again, this is a trader who came through our systems, goes to a funded company and gets funded and been trading funded accounts for a while, has 20 plus accounts. Yeah, so good stuff. Yeah, only 33K. What platform is needed? Great question. It's NinjaTrader. We do everything on NinjaTrader. No, I don't even make $33,000 in a day. No, I will at some point. Got to add more buffers, right? But the point is, it's really not about me or the team or our instructors, any of that. Sure, we're successful, but we want to see our traders being successful. That's more important, right? Did he manage to keep that money? Oh yeah. He does that like every day. And it's no joke. Like I know I say that, but he's posting these type of results a lot. And if we go into like our threads and stuff, you can even see some of our other traders posting some really nice gains as well. Here's Roy again. That one's hard to see, but it's $5,600 for the day. 21. I don't know if this one's SIM or not. I can't be sure on that one. This is a funded trader, definitely funded and trading prop firm accounts, $3,300. He tends to do pretty well too. Here he is again, $4,300. So like it's not, here's me posting some gains for the day in our room. There are traders doing it for sure. So yeah, it's out there. So it is possible. We can help you do that. We can help you get there. We can help you learn. Let's hear from some of our traders that have some things to say about, actually, before we do that. So what makes us different, right? Let's look at that first. What makes us different? Well, it's the top tools and indicators that we looked at. Consistency. I'd love to tell you that we have, 80% months and we do on the stock side, which is another discussion for another time. But really, we would rather see a steady, 70%, give or take, and see that month after month than to see 80 one month and 60 the next. Like that doesn't really work for us because we want to see that it's consistent month after month after month. It shouldn't be that, oh, you got in at the wrong time and oh, next month will be better. No, that's an excuse. We need consistency. We need consistent performance and we have that. Proven strategies. Well, there's a whole bunch of them. Actual live trading. Yes, we always trade live. We don't just call out trades and not trade them. Now, there are some situations where I'll go, technically, this trade is valid, but I'm not going to take it because XYZ. So it's up to you. I can't tell you to trade it or not, but I'm not going to trade it. And so there will be some situations where it just doesn't make sense to take a trade. And I'll call that out. Transparency. We trade live. We track all of the results. We have a mindset that is unfazed by the markets. We have to train ourselves to be unfazed. Our job is to show up, to enter and execute on our strategy and never deviate from that strategy. Now, again, there are some circumstances you're like, I am not trading into that because that is terrible. But we trade our plan, win or lose. And we take what we get and the market will pay us if we just stick with that discipline of execution and being obsessed with that, doing it the same. So that is something that we are highly, highly focused on. We are funded traders. We've created winning traders from scratch. We've created winning traders from garbage traders. Most of those trader success stories that you just saw came to us either as new traders or terrible traders. Myself, I like to think I came to NeuroStreet as a decent trader, but I wasn't making any money, so it didn't matter, but I am now. We care about our traders' success. If you get nothing out of this performance, if the only thing you get out of this is that we actually care about our traders' success, that's good, because this is the most important thing. If you need help, we will help you. We go on our clients' computers for them and install their software if they need us to. We answer questions, whatever you need. If you need to know about something, we're here to help you. I meet with traders from our program pretty regularly, where they track me down and, hey, I need help with this. Can you help me? If it's something that we need to meet, we'll meet and we'll show you how to get funded and stay funded. The most important, obviously, is staying funded. Getting funded technically is easy, technically, but getting staying funded is a different story. So let's hear from some of our participants and members. We'll just hear a couple of success stories. So here we go.
Before I joined NeuroStreet, I was like in the middle of a forest with no GPS, having no idea which way I was, tons of money. And the worst thing was no direction. Ever since I joined NeuroStreet, things just became a little more clear. It showed me my flaws, what I had to learn, what I had to work on, and it gave me guidance. But NeuroStreet is the real thing. And I'm not saying that because I just happened to find NeuroStreet. I have spent over 70 grand on the program. I know NeuroStreet works because I have something to do. If you put the time and the patience and do what the instructors tell you, you will be successful.
There you go. We got a couple more.
It's been absolutely incredible to my development because there's a very sharp learning curve in futures, and to watch people use the indicators, you know, real time and live and make money with them is just, it's unmeasurable in terms of value. If you really want to learn the futures market, I think you guys are one of the best in business in terms of teaching people how to trade profitably in the futures market.
There you go. So just a couple stories from some of our traders that have been around and seen what we do. They've been a part of it. So it's the real deal. You know, we told you no nonsense, none of that. It's the real deal, and we can certainly help you. So you have a choice at this point. Do you continue doing what you're doing, or do you try something else and learn a proven process and get funded and work with our team? And bottom line, we have an entire team here to help you. So, we've had a lot of success stories and we're just waiting for you next. So it's your turn. Your turn to come on board and get funded, become a success story so that we can share your story as well. And we'll all trade together. So good deal. What questions do you have? What can I help with? I've seen some questions coming in throughout the event. What we're going to do here is I'm going to add a link in here that you can go to and you can find out more. Is it this one? Let's do a different link for you here. Let me grab that. And then we'll get you a chance to get some more info and learn more about what we're doing, how to get involved. So here's the deal. If you want to learn more, what you want to do is just enter your email address on this page. And what'll happen is that we'll give you an opportunity to book time with one of my seasoned traders. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying the traders that you will meet with, the staff, the team that I have on my staff are all seasoned traders. If you're going to meet with someone, we believe that you shouldn't just meet with somebody who's green behind the ears and has no idea how to trade and is, just a hotshot salesperson, right? Not that there's anything wrong with salespeople. I'm not saying that, but we want you to be able to meet with someone who understands trading, understands the ups and downs. So everyone on my team has anywhere from 13 to 15 years of trading experience, and they've all run trade rooms before or currently do myself. So everyone on my team, like they like eat and breathe trading. So aside from the fact that you get to find out everything you need to know, we're going to find out if it's a fit for you, which is something that's very important for us to know. Because if you're going to come into the program, we want you to be successful, bottom line. If it's not going to be a good fit, we don't want you to join. Because we want you to be part of a winning, thriving community. And the only way that happens is if you are in it to win it and it's a good fit. Okay. So they're all seasoned traders and they can actually answer questions that relate to trading. And they can also help you identify who you are as a trader so that you can be successful. It's massively important. Okay. So if you go to that site, it's going to ask you to fill out some info and then that'll give you a time to book a one-on-one with a real trader. Okay. So it's very important. These are all professionals here. Is it feasible for someone with an 8-to-5? Yes, absolutely. We have traders all over the world that trade with us. I will tell you that our trade room operates from 8:30 a.m. To 11:30 a.m. And this is Monday through Thursday. That's Eastern time. So depending on what time zone you are, you might have to trade pre-market or something like that, but we can certainly help you there. If you can make that kind of money, then why do you need traders? You can just increase your number of contracts. Yeah. So first of all, you're not trading our money. would be prop firm money. And they need somebody to trade their, well, let's put it this way. We're just going to call it what it is. These funding companies make a lot of money on evaluation fees. So there's a very lucrative profit in doing that. Okay. So yeah. So, but as far as me personally, why do I do this? And this is a question I get quite a bit as well is, you know, if I could trade successfully on my own, why trade with other traders? And, you know, I just like to look at it in this way. I've always been taught that it's best to have a mentor and a mentee. And you really do get the best results just in life in general by approaching anything in that way. And I'm passionate about trading and I want to see traders win. I'm tired of seeing traders lose because I know what that feels like and it sucks. And so I'm passionate about trading and I want to help other traders win. So that's why I do it. Plus, it's a great way to make a living, let me tell you. So there was a question a while back on stocks versus futures. Our stocks room is incredible as well. We do day trade stocks in that room and performance is excellent in there as well. The win rates are higher. They're about 80% or so, but the risk reward is different. They're really quick targets. There's nothing wrong with that. They do a fantastic job. I think, you know, it's just a matter of what you like to trade. I think stocks is maybe a little easier to learn, but you don't get the advantage of the leverage in many of those cases. Futures offers leverage and quicker trades. Stocks offers more things that you can trade and so on. But we can talk more if you want to, you know, take a look at comparing the two, that's fine. Let's see what else. Let me go through the rest of these questions here. Cost, what we're going to do here, Neil, go ahead and send me an email and I'll send it to you. There's certainly nothing to hide there. We're happy to give you the costs involved. We just don't like to do it in these events because there's promotions that we run throughout the year and things like that. I will tell you right now, hint through the end of this month, there's really, really a great opportunity with promotions and discounts and things like that. So this is really good. It slows down for the summer, you know, because trading slows down for the summer. So it's a good time to do that. So if you want to learn more, send me an email and I'll get you in touch with either myself or someone on the team and we'll get you more info. And then if you want to chat more, we can chat more. Here's the deal. If you book an appointment with my team, I'm going to make sure that you can get a free guest pass to join us in the trade room so that you can see us and trade with us live so that you can see it in action. Because I think if you're going to spend money on anything, you should know that it's a good fit. And so should we, right? So so if you take the time to book with the team, I'll make sure you get a chance to trade with us in the room as well. And again, you know, these are professionals here that you're going to visit with. So do we day trade futures live? Yes. We day trade live in the futures market. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. I try to be different. You know, I try to really differentiate what we're doing and break it down a little differently. I don't want you to sit through these events. I know the multi-speakers sometimes, you know, it's a lot of time. So we want to really bring something to the table. And I think, you know, I'm sure all the speakers did, but yeah, just try to do it a little different. So how would you define trading? Technically, trading is when you buy or sell something. So that, I mean, it's that simple. Need a pass? Yeah. Reach out to myself or my team and we'll get you hooked up for sure. I think I'm finally finding the real pros. Yeah, exactly. You know, I think that's been in the way the whole time. Any of the traders that are doing very well will be the first to admit, like, I don't know everything, but I don't need to know everything. I need to know enough to make money trading. That's it, right? That's what I'm after. So yeah, trading is a lifestyle and it kind of has to be, definitely. So cool. So I think we are good. There's the link. Go ahead and enter your info and then we'll get you access to our calendar so you can visit with the team and so on, and find out more. Any last minute questions? And then I'm going to turn it back over to David and the team and we'll keep moving on with more speakers or whatever they have planned for us here. Anything else? Got to be on Neuro Street. That's right. The right street is Neuro Street. I like that. Very clever. Cool deal. Well, I think that's it from me then. Thanks so much for having me and thanks for hanging out and being a part of this. It sure beats talking to myself for an hour. So no, I really appreciate you guys being here. And if there's anything that we can help you with, reach out. We're absolutely happy to assist with whatever you might need. So thanks so much for being here.